Just gone 12 o'clock here on Fine Music Radio, and it's time for Cape Diary. I'm Otto van der Walt, and our guest list looks very fine this afternoon. We'll be talking to Sipho Fubesi, who is the founder and organizer of the Mzansi Tenors. They're having a concert at Christchurch Constantia. Then Megan Choritz is an actress, writer, and theatre. We know her very well here in Cape Town, and she'll be telling us about Story Waves, Tales and Talks from Siekwe Flay. We'll speak to Zolani Shangase, who will be telling us a little bit more about David Kramer's Orpheus McAdoo, who's currently on here in the Artscape Centre. And we'll also speak to Paul Blom, who is the organiser of the 21st South African Horror Fest, Film Festival, and Halloween. And then finally, we'll speak to Tracy Lee, who's from Cape Town City Ballet and who's teamed up with the South African Youth Choir for a special fundraising event for the RX radio station. That is the Red Cross Children's Hospital's radio station. We'll hear all about that a little bit later. But first, some music. FMR. Some great applause there for the Mzansi Tenors, who is hosting a concert this coming Sunday, the 2nd of November, at Christchurch Constantia. And to tell us more about this concert and the group itself is the founder, Sipho Fubesi. Good afternoon and welcome, Sipho.
Good afternoon, Otto. Thank you for having me.
Sipho, the founding of the group, the Mzansi Tenors, it's got an interesting start in life. Tell us a little bit about when it started and why you started it.
Basically, ever since I was introduced at the UCT of University of Cape Town as the singing lecturer there, I was exposed to some wonderful talent, more especially the tenors. So I came up with an idea. And also because I wanted to contribute in finding work for these wonderful talents we have in the country, so I came up with the idea of starting a group of 10 tenors, and then I reached out to Maestro Richard Cork, and who actually was fascinated as well by the project, and that since then he started supporting us. He's been part of the project.
Yes, I've seen his name because the group has also appeared at the Starlight's Classic concerts I've seen.
Yeah, that was another great thing that happened for this wonderful group. I mean, to be part of the R&B Starlight Classics, which is a great one of the biggest events in the country. So we appeared actually in the concerts three times, can you believe it, here in Cape Town and in Joburg. And last year, in fact, beginning of this year, they invited three members of the group, Saki Martins, Mkhanyisi Lijanki, and a young, wonderful tenor, Vuyisa Xipu.
Okay. And the people, the guys that are in the group, you said that it's some of your students that you've actually pulled into the group. Mm. Who is it restricted to UCT students, the Mzansi Tenors, or do you look wider than UCT?
It's not restricted. Yes, when I started it, I started mostly with the students from UCT because I was avoiding a lot of struggling for me, in organizing the group. Mm. But it's open to all the talented young tenors in the country. At the moment, we have 60% of non-UCT students. I open it to, because I said I want to create or make a change as well in finding work for these wonderful musicians, but also to create platform as well for those who are lacking the right platform. So at the moment, another wonderful thing that happened: six great members left the group because they had to embark on some great opportunities abroad. Louvre Marant is in England, in fact, firstly he was in England, but now he's at Scottish Opera.
Okay.
He secured a brilliant opportunity there. And Mzimu Madoda is in Germany. Saki Martins is in Germany as well.
Yeah.
Vuyiswa Xhipu is in Italy in a young artist program there. Yeah. Khanyisele is doing well in the country. He was in the recently. He was in the Fledermaus for UCT Opera. Yeah. Dumisa also is doing well with the Cape Town Opera. So I'm really proud of all of them, and also I'm glad the project the Mzansi Tenors is contributing in such a great thing.
Yeah, it's great to hear that the guys are doing so well. I mean, the fact that they land in programs in, you know, overseas, breaking out into the international market, it's great for their exposure as well. The repertoire, I want to ask you about the repertoire. How do you choose what you have the group sing? How do you choose the repertoire?
I choose the repertoire according to the voices I have. Obviously, I've got different voices, bigger and small, and maybe big-ish voices. So I choose the repertoire according to the voices I have. Like, for instance, I introduced some new pieces at the moment, like Corengrato, a famous piece. And also I'm bringing back the Caruso because I feel like it's suitable for ten tenors, and Nessun Dorma as well is part of the program. So basically I choose the repertoire according to the voices I have. And with the new members now, yes, they are young, but they are so talented. We can sing anything from African music to Western classical music.
Yeah, that's often for me the one up that South African groups have above other groups is that because we have so many different cultures and languages in South Africa.
Yeah,
we can sing literally anything.
We can, like we just recreated All of Me by John Legend, where we sing Sotho, Xhosa, Zulu.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and some of the pieces we also include Afrikaans, English. So we sing all the languages, all the kinds of music we have. But obviously we're not compromising our Western classical way of singing. So I think that's what is interesting for the audience as well, to see these classical trained singers who are singing all the kind of music we have in the country.
You must have an audience among scholars as well. You know, the ABC Motsepe Istetford is a big event on the choral calendar.
Yeah, it is. Like Fawcett's the young man you saw I was working with, he's a new member of the group, and I saw him from the Sasuke, the program for schools competitions. And another boy, brilliant boy from Stellenbosch, Dumelo, is joining us as well. I saw him in Sasuke as well when I was adjudicating. So, and also we've got a great following of young singers from that.
It's a great feed into, from the schools into, you know, something to look up to. And if you're looking at what to do after school, you know, if for all you know, it might lead into studying opera and singing, and then leading on to a very successful career. The concert that is happening this Sunday, tell us a bit more about the concert and where can people buy tickets?
We created another amazing program where we'll be singing the famous arias like La Donna e Mobile and famous pieces from the Les Miserables, Do You Hear the People Sing? And it's a piece that actually, it's sort of like part of us. It's like our signature piece, like Bring Him Home as well. And also there's a signature piece that was commissioned by R&B for us that Ralph Schmidt wrote, and we wrote the words. We're going to perform it. But we're going to treat our audience now with some arias as well, which is going to be interesting. Some solos, like Thando Lwethu will be singing a solo, Iviwe. Simbongile and other gentlemen as well. They will be singing some beautiful solos from their amazing repertoire from UCT. So the audience will be treated. People can buy tickets from Quicket. And I heard that they are running fast, so I'm going to urge people to go and buy tickets as early as possible, so to avoid disappointment.
Indeed, that is indeed so. That's this concert. It's this Sunday, the 2nd of November. The concert starts at 3:00 in the afternoon at Christchurch Constantia. It's the Mzansi Tenors in concert. Thanks very much, Sipho.
Thank you.
Our next guest here on Fine Music Radio is an actor, and he's got quite a list of very, very famous productions that he's been on. His name is Zolani Shangase. Good afternoon and very welcome, Zolani.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
I just have to mention to listeners that one of your credits is a production that was on the West End of The Lion King, of all things, as well as the recent We Will Rock You World Tour. What was that like going to the UK? And I mean, how long were you in that production for?
I was in the production for about a year and a bit. It was an incredible opportunity. I think there was four South Africans that went over the time that I went, and all four of us have since become very close friends post the production. But it was an opportunity of a lifetime because I got to cover Simba, to be on the West End was always a dream. The next is Broadway.
You know? Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
And Simba, well, that's quite a big character, yes.
Fun character.
Yeah. So, Zolani, you have arrived in Cape Town on the production of David Cramer's Orpheus McAdoo.
Yes.
Very exciting. And which character will you be playing?
So I'm playing Ernest Logan in David Cramer's Orpheus in Africa.
Okay. Who's Ernest Logan? Which character is that?
So Ernest is part of a comedic duo with Egbert Washburn, who is played by Jodie Abrams, the amazing Jodie Abrams, award-winning Jodie Abrams, who obviously has a strong history with David Cramer, with Cats and the Kings and other productions. I joined the production when it first came to the Fugard Theatre, and I played Orpheus's brother. Now I've forgotten his name. Eugene McAdoo. It was Eugene McAdoo, but he's been written out of this current production. He was written out in the second run that they did. I love the partnership with Jodie. Ernest is an earnest guy who just is a performer who loves to create stuff, but unfortunately is in a bad situation with their concert promoter, Curtis, who basically bullies them into doing blackface entertainment and not really trying new things and finding their own voices in the space. They just like comedy for the sake of comedy and, you know, being looked at in the wide gaze, you know, with the coon type of energy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. It's that kind of
typecast.
Yeah.
Okay. But so if you've been in one of the runs of Orpheus McAdoo, probably when it was still Orpheus in Africa.
It was Orpheus in Africa.
Yeah. So it's not 100% new, although your character is new.
Yeah.
How did you approach that? I mean, did it feel like a whole new thing that you had to now learn, obviously for a new character, but you had half?
I think it wasn't new per se, but what was new was the gaze that I was looking at it from, because the perspective of the minstrel performers as opposed to the Jubilee singers is completely different, because these guys come from a more learned background. They come from the Fisk University, so they're very upright and proper and kind of like the vision of what the freed black man should be in that time. And these minstrel performers are probably looked down upon by their own black people as well as white people. So it's kind of like they get like a double dose of this kind of artist being looked down upon. So they struggle to find their identity in this world. But theirs is the future. Their sound is the future. What they come up with is the thing that actually makes people like Orpheus end up shining with the introduction of ragtime.
Okay. Yeah. Introduction of Ragtime. Yeah, there's a bit of history for you.
Yeah.
Why, Zolani, did you go into theatre, performing arts?
The bug bit when I was 15, going on 16, my aunt had read an ad on the paper. I come from KZN, okay. from Pietermaritzburg to be exact. Uh-huh. And she'd seen that they were looking for young kids to join the production of The Sound of Music in Durban at the Playhouse. Uh-huh. And she was like, hey, you seem like you're the right age and you like to sing, so maybe you should go try. And I remember my mom and I and an aunt driving to Durban, you know, bad goss in hand, to go through this process that we've never been to, an audition before. And we sat in the parking lot and I went in and registered. And it was a full day of singing and dancing and acting and all these, being paired up with other kids and looking at your height and asking you if your voice has broken. And I got in as young Friedrich. And it was such an eye-opening experience. That production was starring Angela Killian and was directed by Ralph Lawson. And Ralph is an incredible director and an actor who later then joined the production because someone else got amputated during the time, God bless his soul. Yeah, and he ended up playing Max in the show, which was so interesting to see the director step into the performer. Okay. And yeah, that really intrigued me and I thought, wow, I could do this. But I knew I needed to train. I knew I needed to have some sort of formal training if I wanted to be one of the best, you know?
Yeah. Were your parents a little worried about putting food on the table?
Of course, of course. If you don't know any artists that are successful in your life, it's inevitable that you would feel apprehensive when you see your child wanting to venture into a career in the arts. Yeah. But they are careers in the arts, and the arts are very important to society, and I think they are a foundation of what we are as human beings, you know. So when we nurture talent from a young age and with the right guidance and I guess the right environment to help their careers propel, you know, to the future, I think you can be successful.
As we've seen, as you are. So this is Orpheus McAdoo, David Cramer's Orpheus McAdoo, running currently here at Artscape in the Opera House. Tickets are available from Web Tickets. Zolani, all the best.
Thank you
and
so much.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you on stage.
Thank you. Thank you.
our next guest here on Fine Music Radio. By the way, that was Dimitri Giannakis. He played A Time For Us. Our next guest here on Fine Music Radio is a man who knows about horror. And his name is Paul Bloom. He's going to tell us all about this year's Horror Fest. Good afternoon and welcome, Paul.
Hey, Otto. Thanks for having me.
So, Paul, as I was saying to Paul off air that I was looking at their press release and I wanted to highlight or mention one or two things. And then I was looking through the program and there is so much happening. Paul, tell us, how long, what are the dates? Because it's not just a day or two or a weekend.
Yeah, no, it's running from today, 29th of October until the 9th of November. So it's over 10 days of Halloween season fun.
Okay, all right, cool. So there's lots happening over a couple of days, but let's talk about the things happening in the next couple of days because there's quite a lot of important stuff happening.
Yes, tonight we open with an advanced screening of new movie Begonia, so you can catch it before it hits theaters. It's from the award-winning filmmakers who did Poor Things, Emma Watson. She's always in these movies. And yeah, it's not a full-on horror movie. It's strange, bizarre, weird, got some alien science fiction flavors in there. And yeah, it's just a fascinating, fascinating movie. So we thought we'd open it with something, more accessible in a sense. So it's not just some crazy, crazy horror movie.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, another advanced screening. It's a very popular anime franchise called Chainsaw Man.
Okay.
So if you like your Japanese animation, it's crazy, it's exciting, and it's actually broken so many records overseas. It started last week already, only starting here on Friday, but you can catch it tomorrow night for an advanced screening.
All of this is happening, by the way. All of this is happening at the Labia, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So all these screenings and everything is happening at the Labia.
Except for small little things like we had a quiz, horror quiz we had last night at the Armchair Theatre. Mm-hmm. And the Bloody Parchment literature chapter with local authors reading from the work. That's happening at Exclusive Books in the Waterfront on Saturday, the 1st of November. Mm-hmm. But the rest is all movies at the Labia Theatre.
Okay. And in terms of movies, specifically local productions, are there local productions also being premiered?
Yes. No, we try our best to get as many local movies in as possible each year. Like this year, we've got, don't know if many people have seen the movie Fried Barry, directed by Ryan Kruger. We're showing his new movie Street Trash, which is a sequel of this crazy classic 80s American movie, because his movie Fried Barry made some waves overseas, and they asked him to do this movie. A lot of people thought it's like a remake, but it's actually a sequel.
Okay.
It's just the government tries to get rid of the homeless people with this gas that melts them, and then this gang of misfits kind of take on the government. It's just crazy. It's got action. It's got gore. It's got gooey stuff everywhere. And it's obviously a heavy sense of humor in it as well. And the filmmakers and cast and crew will be attending as well.
Oh, okay, cool. Is there going to be like a question and answer session?
Yeah, we'll definitely organize that as well.
Okay, fantastic. Now, let's go to let's talk about some music before we get to a documentary that I want to ask you about. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a band in a live classical silent film soundtrack performance. Tell us about that.
Yes, we've been doing this since the Horror Fest started. This is our 21st edition. We've done about 18 different silent films, create a new soundtrack for it, and then perform the score live beneath the screen. And this year is Der Golem. It's a classic German expressionist film, and it's just something to behold. And then to have it enhanced with a live soundtrack is quite an experience.
What is, just as a matter of interest, Der Golem, what is a golem?
A golem, it's
like
a golem. The movie's about a rabbi that gets word in Prague that his people will be, the emperor made this decree to kick them out, and then he builds this clay statue and breathes life into it with a spell.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like an old Frankenstein thing.
Yeah.
To get this creature to sort of save them, and it's great visuals from 1920 and just fascinating story, and everything about it is just, it's so great to see these old movies again on a big screen, but then also now with obviously enhanced live soundtrack.
Well, who writes that soundtrack? Do you guys compose
that? Yeah, we've got about six, we usually have the core group, myself, festival co-creator Sonia, and Ronnie Belcher. We're also in a band called Terminatrix. And then we have special guests. Usually, I mean, the group consists also of Simon Radcliffe, Sean Otum, and Matthijs van Dijk, very, very well-known South African and Cape Town musicians. Mm. But they are rarely, not rarely, but often they're not available because they're doing other stuff as well. Yeah. Then we get special guests in. Like this year, we have Sarah Eckstein. She's from a band called Perla Dust. She's coming down from Joburg to take part. And Maxim Stark and Nareen Dorman.
Okay, and then you guys put the score together.
Yeah, we split it up into scenes, pass the scenes on to everyone, and you come up with whatever you think the scene needs.
Okay.
And then we get together and we play it.
Okay, and this band, the Macabre Ensemble, what instruments?
Absolutely anything and everything that the scene needs. It's okay. Percussion, guitar, synths, wind instruments, voice. Anything that the scene calls for.
Okay, that sounds really interesting and exciting. But now I want to ask you about a new in-depth documentary called Strange Journey, the story of Rocky Horror. Tell me about that.
Yes, we've got the Rocky Horror Picture Show screening on Halloween night with the whole audience participation thing. we managed to get this documentary for a premiere screening. It looks into the entire phenomena, how it started as a little off Broadway kind of a type show, little rock musical. And it's 50 years ago. It's half a century that this is. I mean, the movie is 50 years old, so the play is even older. Yeah. And but then it sort of grew into this little cult phenomenon, and they decided to make a movie, but then the movie flopped. But then it kind of started getting resurrected with midnight screenings.
Okay.
And that's how this whole audience participation thing started growing. People just got so into it and kept going back and back and re-experiencing the movie. And it just became this global community. And I mean, like every year at the Horror Fest as well, people just love to attend it. And this documentary really tells you the complete story. And it's got the entire cast, filmmakers, everyone talking about it. And Richard O'Brien, who created it, his son actually directed the film as well. So it's a very personal one. It's funny, it's informative, it's quite emotional for some people because, you know, the movie has like changed many people's lives over the decades. And it's really such a cinematic phenomenon that everyone should know about.
That sounds so interesting. And the fact that it's 50 years old, you almost can't believe it. 50 years is a long time. I mean, when you look at some of the scenes in that movie, you can almost see the props and the things that they used for it. And you can't believe that something like that became such a legendary piece of film. We're talking about the 21st, as Paul mentioned there, the 21st South African Horror Fest Film Festival on Halloween happening at the Labia Theatre. Where can people get information and tickets?
They can search Horror Fest and Quicket. If they wherever they search, they can just put in Horror Fest and Quicket and they'll find our page with all the links to all the movies and or horrorfest.info.
There you have it. Thanks very much, Paul, and all the best.
Thank you.
You're listening to Fine Music Radio, and the program is Cape Diary. And our next guest here in the studio is from Cape Town City Ballet. Her name is Tracy Lee. I think we all know her very well. Good afternoon and welcome, Tracy.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So, Tracy, you guys have teamed up with the South African Youth Choir in a very, very special fundraising event. Tell us, who are you fundraising for? What are you fundraising for?
It is a very special event indeed. It's very close to my heart. And this is our second year running, so I'm very glad that we're able to carry on from last year. And it is for the RX Radio, the situation in at the Red Cross Children's Hospital, and it is a 24/7 radio station that keeps the children company when they're not feeling well and when they're all alone without parents and friends around. So I think it's just like really a very special organization.
I think it's so cool that radio station is, I mean, there are children presenting on that radio station, and obviously the children will play music that the children would like, right?
So it resonates, you know.
Yeah, it resonates with them.
Yeah.
So what event is it that you are planning for this fundraiser?
Well, it's happening this Friday at 7 o'clock at the Cape Town City Ballet studio in Rondebosch, and also the second show is on Saturday morning at 11:30. And so the evening and or the morning, the event or the show itself, it's going to be full of beautiful voices from the choir, of course, mm-hmm. and then also like with the beautiful dancing from Cape Town City Ballet, and we'll do a couple of numbers that they will be dancing and they will be singing. So like we hope to do collaboration work as well. So I think with the RX radio station, I've been there once last year, and that's why I have hatched this whole idea, because okay. of the atmosphere that I got and also the energy that when I was there, I felt that, as you said, it's the children themselves also carrying the job of like entertaining the others. So mm-hmm. it's so heartwarming to see that the radio station is also providing that platform. So yeah. if they have the skill to share and they would like to share the story, yeah. or they would like to say, well, this is my favorite song, let's play it. You know, yeah. it's just very, very special. And we all know we hate to be alone sometimes, especially when you're sick.
Mm,
and especially. I hate to think about the children that had to stay there for a long term. It becomes their like temporary home.
Yes.
And at times I think it could be so lonely, and like they might not even have the strength that like as simple as picking up the remote control and like press the button. Do you know what yeah. I mean? So these are like constant entertainment and comforting stories that they can listen to. And I think it's just very special for us, like the ballet company and the choir can support them.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, the production that you're putting on, you said the choir will be singing some songs and you guys will be dancing. Did you have to, did you write something specific? Was there a specific song that you've chosen specifically to dance to or to choreograph? Did you put something specific together?
We try to, but because both company are so busy.
Oh, yes.
So we try to, with Phil, literally the last couple of days, I put in my request to say we have got these two numbers that could do it to singing. So like, I kind of requested that, and we're trying to like piece it together. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. So really there is a, I mean, it's not just you're going to do a piece of ballet and they're going to do a bit of singing.
No, we both have our own performances mm-hmm. and in the evening, but we're trying to, and we will definitely have at least 2 to 3 numbers that we will be collaborating
together.
Yes,
on.
Yes, yeah.
Do we know the station? Are there specific things that you know that they need, or they're in short supply of, or is it just funding that they need?
I think the most important thing to keep them going is for the funding. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have, you know, we all know that all businesses, especially NGO company, we all suffer. But with this particular station, with the work that they're doing, I don't think people are aware of how tremendous it has been.
Yeah.
And I think financially they really need a lot of support. And this is what we're trying to help, is to bring awareness to the public that they are doing the work that they are doing. And from us, for however little money that we can raise, it's going to go straight to them. And I think at the moment they are in a little bit of financial shortage.
yeah.
So I think our heart is just to raise money for them at this moment to help them to survive.
Okay, fantastic. So where can people get information about these two events, and where can they buy tickets?
I'm just going to cheat a little bit. So I think we're happy for people to come and pay at the door.
Okay.
And but they can also do the RSVP, but they can also please go to the Cape Town City Ballet's Instagram page or the RX Radio Instagram page. There is all the information is there. They can do an RSVP there.
Okay.
And if people that can't attend but would like to donate, then they can go straight to www.rxradio.co.za. on their website, and also we have platform in the evening.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Yeah. So if you want to RSVP, as Tracy said, there for one of these two events, and you can go, well, I think this link for the form that you need to fill will probably be on your social media pages.
Yes.
That's
correct.
Cape Town City Ballet.
Yes,
Cape Town
correct.
City Ballet is where you need to go to on Instagram or Facebook and find that RSVP form. And if you want to go directly to the website of the radio station, it's rxradio.co.za/donate. If you want to just drop them some money and you can't make the event, then you can do that. Tracy, that's a fantastic event to do. All the best to
Thank
their performance. And yeah, I hope you make lots and lots of money for the kids.
Oh, I hope so too. Thank you.
Let me tell you who we spoke to this afternoon, so that if you want to, you can go to our podcasts page on our website to go and listen back to something you might have missed. Remember, all these Cape Diary programs are now available on podcasts shortly after the show, so that you can go and get the information you might have not heard. We spoke to Sipho Fubesi, who is the organizer of the Mzansi Tenors. They're having a concert at Christchurch Constantia this Sunday, the 2nd of November. Go and find tickets on quicket.co.za. Megan Choritz is the actress, writer and theatre director. He'll be talking at the Sequifle Yacht Club on Friday, the 31st of October. And she's talking about a book that was published with a 10 short stories and new and upcoming authors. So go and listen to that. Zolani Shangase has just arrived on the production set of David Cramer's Orpheus McAdoo here at the Artscape Centre. Go and see this production. It runs only until this Sunday. So get your tickets from webtickets.co.za. Today. Paul Bloom told us about the Horror Fest happening at the Labia Theatre, running right up until the 9th of November. Go and find information on the Labia's website. And then finally, Tracy Lee, that wonderful fundraising event that the Cape Town City Ballet is doing with the South African Youth Choir. And they'll be doing it at the studios in Rondebosch of the ballet company, raising funds for RX Radio, the Red Cross Children's Hospital's special radio station in the hospital. What a cool thing to do. Two events, 31st of October at 7 o'clock in the evening and the 1st of November, Saturday, the 1st of November, 11:30 at the Cape Town City Ballet Studios.